This is Dakota Datebook for September 4th. On July 15th, 1864, Captain James Fisk led 97 wagons out of Fort Ridgely, Minnesota, bound for the gold fields of Montana. Fisk planned to avoid the most dangerous territory by following a shorter, unmapped, and untried route. Unfortunately, he failed to consider the increased hostility on the part of indigenous tribes in the wake of the U.S.-Dakota War. He was confident as the wagon train left Fort Rice. He thought a large force of soldiers under General Sully was traveling ahead of him. But 80 miles west of Fort Rice, Fisk learned that Sully veered north, and the expedition was now protected by the small number of soldiers with the train. Then the worst happened when the wagon train came under attack. Fisk instructed the people to circle the wagons and to fashion a breastwork out of sod. They called their encampment Fort Dilts, named for one of the soldiers killed in the initial attack. While a small party rode to get help, the besieged wagon train was able to hold off further attacks for 2 weeks until a rescue party arrived from Fort Rice. The would-be miners had had enough. They returned to Fort Rice and from there went back to their homes, having never seen the gold fields of Montana. Fort Dilts was added to the list of North Dakota state parks in 1931. The original site was just over 8 acres, with plans to add another 6. State Representative Matt Crowley made plans to transfer several acres of his own land to the state. In preparation for completing the project, archaeological investigations yielded many valuable artifacts. Russell Reed, the superintendent of the State Historical Society, noted that some trouble has been experienced in preventing relic hunters from mutilating the old Indian village sites associated with the area. Originally planned for August, the Fort Dilts site was finally dedicated as a North Dakota State Park, on this date, in 1932. It became the 30th park in the state system. A time capsule containing documents about Fort Dilts was placed into the base of a monument constructed of petrified wood. Prominent state and local officials spoke at the event. Today you can still see the wagon ruts, the remains of sod walls, and graves. The fort constructed out of sod in desperation looks much like it did those many years ago. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.